Sunday night or HL or Fogel, whatever.
Okay, we're trying to focus the Dvar Halacha and Elul and Benodim Lachaveiro in some sort of Masudaradik way or not Masudaradik way. A Shochein, when you're a neighbor to someone, you have special responsibilities. Besides the special responsibilities to your neighbors, besides the regular mitzvah saseh of the Avta L'Reacha Kamocha, there's an inyan of Shochein Tov, which we find in Pirkei Avos, that a person, that's a relationship that's recognized. You see in Pirkei Avos, it's one of the, it's a Derech Tova, Sheyidbak Poha Adam. Rabbi Yon explains that if you're a Shochein Tov, that means you manage to get along with, in a positive way, you manage to get along with, Rabbi Yonah says, a whole bunch of people, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 people, then already you could probably manage with everybody. Ushar b'chol amidos tovos, and you can get along with anybody. So you see there's a quality of Shochein Tov that Mishlei talks about, and the Halacha recognizes, well, the Mishnah recognizes it as something that would be a sibah to work on one's midos, and we find in Niske Shechenim that there's a special category of things which under other circumstances might be grumma or might be intangible, but because you're in this setting of Shechenim, so there's Niske Shechenim. That's a category in Halachas, in the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, Niske Shechenim, as it's called, it's in Bava Basra mostly. And it turns out to be a very big nisayon, whoever deals with people, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where, I don't know, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but I mean, this whole, you know, with the bias, with the, where people own and their neighbors and their shutaf, they're thrown together. In a binyan mishutaf, it certainly is a reason to work on one's midos. Tonight I just want to mention the inyan of rash, of noise. Now again, you can't, it's really just to talk about and get a feel for the types of things that would be niske shechenim. You can't pasken any shailus, the inyanim are too broad, and there's too many different circumstances that would either allow or forbid different things. So nothing could be taken as any sort of psak, which is not really the purpose of the Dvar Halacha moments. But as I said, I wanted to talk about Benodim Lachaveiro in Elul, and many times Benodim Lachaveiro Taka is not as objective many times as, let's say, something in Hilchos Brachos or in Hilchos Tefillin. Anyway, you talk about, let's say, noise. So obviously, well, not, maybe it's not obvious. Normal noise, which is created by normal living, so that's allowed, and even if it bothers your neighbor, so again, you're not mechuyev to stop. There might be v'yavta l'recha kamocha, certainly, and you should always try never to be mafriya somebody, but the only type of rash that's osur, that you should not do, that you're not supposed to do, you're not allowed to do, is unusual rash. And the Chazon Ish and many hold that if the source of the noise is a normal activity, then we also can't aser it, even if the noise is unusual. If you have a kitchen appliance, let's say, that you're running. I know when my wife makes potato kugel and she runs the blender, so it bothers me very much. She tells me I shouldn't be in the house. That's okay. That's also Niske Shechenim. I have to leave the house. But that was a joke. Anybody listening? Hello? No? Anyway, but appliances, sometimes an air conditioner could make an unusual amount of noise. Now, an air conditioner nowadays is certainly considered normal activity for someone living. So according to the Chazon Ish and others, even if it made an unusual amount of noise, so technically it's not Niske Shechenim, again, because the activity is a normal activity. Certainly if the noise of the air conditioner is normal, within the range of normal, which, you know, if it came to a rav or a bezin, they would have to go down there and listen and ask people, and they would have to make that judgment call, then for sure it's mutter. Sukkahs is always an inyan of noise with building sukkahs, what time of the night. This is also an issue that comes up often. And we'll just leave with one specific dvaralach, which I found very interesting. The Pischei Choshen, that's Reb Bloy, he's matir an alarm system. And as even if the alarm system, if it works, when it works, it's going to go off at 2 in the morning. I mean, you're not setting it for 9 o'clock at night. You set it right overnight, so it's going to go off at a time when it's mafriya, everybody. We're not talking about accidentals. He says, even though it accidentally goes off quite often, and even though if it works as it's supposed to work, so then it's going to be mafriya everybody, because usually it's like the middle of the night or something like that, but he said that's mutter. Not 100% sure what the reasoning is, but he says it's mutter to have an alarm system, even if it's mafriya the neighbors at an unusual time, and it's set up to be mafriya at an unusual time, but he says it's mutter because that's the shmira you're making, and if, you know, and it's together a shmira, and that's mutter. Interesting halacha. Okay.